Our guest this morning is Dr. Bethany Ellman. She is a planetary geologist and also works on the NASA Mars Rover Curiosity mission. She's also the star of this new book from National Geographic Kids called Dr. E's Superstellar Solar System, Massive Mountains, Supersized Storms, and Alien Atmospheres, kind of sort of a little bit of a comic book flair to it. Dr. Ellman, before we talk about that book, what's it like to steer the Mars rover?
Yeah, my real life is pretty exciting, too. As a professor at Caltech and researcher at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, I am not the rover driver, but I am the rover backseat driver. I'm one of the folks on the science team. Occasionally, I rotate through the position of being in charge of the science activities for the day where we decide, do we want to drill on Mars? Do we want to drive on Mars? Do we want to shoot a particular rock with our laser to find out what it's made out of? And we do that, we scientists, working with computer coding to command the rover, and then working with the engineers to make the rover move in all the ways it needs to, and then sending those commands from Earth for the rover to execute them on its own.
How long has Curiosity been there now?
Curiosity launched in 2011, so it's been going over 5 years now on the surface.
And what are some of the things that in that time, since you've been kind of probing the surface, that we've discovered?
Well, one of the amazing things we've discovered is evidence for we landed in a place called Gale Crater. So we're in the bottom of a huge impact crater, and we found stream channels running off the wall that used to carry liquid water. The rocks that Curiosity's exploring now record evidence of a deep lake, but we're just starting to get into some rocks right now where it looks like the climate is starting to change, and the deep lake is transitioning every once in a while to sand dunes or salt pans, maybe like we would find in the western U.S. So we're stepping through these changing environments from Mars's past that had liquid water.
Space missions used to be to the moon. Now it looks like Mars might be a next destination. What are we hoping to get out of all of that?
Well, some of the most interesting questions that are left are, well, first of all, did Mars once have a lot of water? Did Mars once have life? And then in those few places where water might be left underground today, does Mars have any life? So those are some big questions that we don't have answered. And another is why did Mars change? Something we've learned over the last 10 years is Mars was once a lot like Earth, lakes, rivers, hydrothermal systems. If you stepped on the surface, it would have been quite Earth-like, maybe a little chilly, probably no worse than the Midwest in the winter, though. But it changed. So the question is why, and what does that tell us about how planets work and how to take care of our own?
We're talking today with Dr. Bethany Ellman. The book that she has with National Geographic Kids is Dr. E's Superstellar Solar System. How did this come about? How did you get to be the sort of the lead character, I guess, in this science book?
Well, it's a fun story, and it's been really fun to work on this book because I spend most of my time thinking about Mars exploration and occasionally also working on missions to the asteroids or to the icy world of Europa or hot Venus. But in this book, I got to explore the entire solar system and talk about the entire solar system and with kids. It came about because I'd given some talks at National Geographic. They'd recognized me in 2013 as one of their emerging explorers, and then they approached me. You know, I'm a professor. I usually teach students who are a little older, but they're like, would you like to address a younger audience? Space exploration is so exciting. We want to share it too. And that's how the collaboration came about. And it's designed as a book. It has facts about the solar system, amazing pictures from our new discoveries, but it also talks about what we don't know, and to attract readers of different types has all kinds of graphic novel comics with Dr. Ian Rover in addition to the fun facts and pictures from NASA missions.
I'm looking through it now. There's a lot of neat things, and the one thing that I always look for sort of hands-on kind of things of what to do, and there's even a section in here. It says, make your own crater. So I was looking through that, and it shows basically how you take sort of different powdered substances, you know, whether it's flour and maybe pudding mix or something, and how you can kind of drop things on a surface like that to see what they make. And I guess that takes what we see on the planet's surface and puts it into a simple term that even young people can kind of understand of how these craters came to be.
Yeah, how these craters came to be, and also how scientists use them as like probes to figure out what rocks are underneath the surface. Because in Dr. E, you create this this layered structure of, you know, flowers one color, cocoa powders another. When you hit it with a little rock, you then see how you bring out different materials to the surface, and you can experiment around with a direct impact versus a sideways impact. We just recommend you do it outside because it's a little messy. Or that you get your parents' permission in the kitchen.
Sure. We're talking again with Dr. Bethany Eltman. Where did you get the interest in science? I see and hear a lot of the scientists that you profile are women. And many times in science, there's sort of a male-dominated attitude or at least perception. Tell me a little bit about how that path came for you and that.
Yeah, so in the book, we profile, I think, 10 scientists, and I think it's about half and half, men and women scientists. I came to science pretty early. I was always curious as a kid about the natural world. I grew up in Tallahassee, Florida, and I'd spend time in the woods behind our house exploring, looking at different leaves, searching for lizards, trying to figure out how everything worked. And I think that curiosity took me first to environmental sciences and geology, but then I realized that you could do geology on space missions as well, like with Mars rovers or from orbiters, and I was hooked. Once I found out that you could, I'd always liked maps too, so that you could look at data from spacecraft and make a map, but it could be a map of the surface of Mars. I just found that exploration incredibly exciting. So it was exploration that hooked me to science pretty early on, and I was fortunate enough to have teachers and parents who really nurtured that along the way.
What do you find fascinating about looking at rocks? I mean, is it just sort of being able to see like the past in the rock, or understanding, you know, what we're all made from?
Yeah, it's the ability to look at the past and unravel the past. Rocks are the record of everything that came before on this planet, whether it's fossils of fish or dinosaurs, or whether it's sand dunes or lake beds that are fossilized in the rock, but they tell you how the weather or the climate switched in a place over time. So it's the ability to look very, 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 very far back in the past with rocks that makes geology such a powerful subject to explaining how planets work.
What similarities or differences are you finding between Earth and Mars?
Yeah, and we try to talk about some of these issues in the Dr. E's Superstellar Solar System book, too, to bring these kind of questions to kids. But what we've found on Mars is that Mars used to be a pretty diverse place, like Earth. And so when we land in different spots of Mars, we've sort of discovered different things, different slices of time. With one rover, the Opportunity rover, we landed in something that probably looked a lot like the desert southwest of the U.S. Imagine very shallow, almost dry lakes, groundwaters, pretty arid. But where we are now exploring with Gale Crater, it would have been a lovely lake that you could have taken a dip in the summer.
If people want to take a look at this, find out about the book or any other things that are happening with the Mars rover, where's a good place for them to get some details on that?
Yeah, the book is available from nationalgeographic.com, but also a large variety of other online major retailers of books. So just Google Dr. E's Superstellar Solar System and you'll find it.